Danielle here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle.
Today, we're going to have a little bit of a chat about what success looks like. So it is Tuesday after Easter, and this morning I have been checking in with some of my one-on-one clients. I had a call with my program ladies, and it has actually made my day because everyone has been kicking goals after Easter, which makes me so happy. And we're going to dive into this because obviously as a nutritionist, I give people meal plans. And every Friday, my meal plans get sent out. So literally you have a guide for what you can eat for the next week, recipes, everything. Actually, before we go on, I will just remind you, I'm pretty excited, you see. I forgot to remind you that the waitlist for the next round of my program is going right now. So if you miss the current program, I only run this 3 times a year. So it'll be June. I actually need to get some dates down because June is coming on us quicker than I can believe. So June will be the next round of my program. If you're not already on the waitlist, that's the place to be. Not only because you get updated on everything I'm doing, but you will get a discount if you decide to join the program. And you just get all the inclusions. You also will find out when I do my next free protein challenge. So that's the place to be. I'll pop the link here in the notes. After you've finished listening, jump on, sign up. Let's stay connected. Okay. So every Friday, I send out a meal plan. This goes to my program. It goes to all my one-on-one clients, anyone I'm working with. And that gives you your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's got the recipes, it's got a shopping list, all the things, right? Now, that is great, and it makes life really easy for everyone that is following it because it has the calories, it's got the macronutrient breakdowns, it tells you how much protein, carbs, and fats are in each meal. Makes life easier. But the reality is that it's not just about food, it is about changing some behaviors. So what made me so excited today was that everyone I've been talking to, that they have had a great Easter, they've enjoyed it, they've enjoyed good food, and they have not fallen off the wagon. Or if they have had something, they've enjoyed it, they've added protein to it. So the tips and tricks I've given out, they've actually applied those. So they've had a hot cross bun and they've had a protein shake with it, and then they've just stopped at one. Or they've had their Easter egg and they've had a protein shake with it and they haven't eaten the whole bag of Easter eggs. You know, like there's been some really good change. So what I wanted to chat about was success looks like, yes, like understanding what food needs to look like to get results, but then the change is actually implementing the behaviors, changing the habits, checking in on the triggers. So one of my new one-on-one clients I was talking to today, she's literally just started like a week, maybe this is her second week in, and she's like, I definitely feel better, like I feel more energy, the protein is helping, I feel full. Like she's still getting her way to hitting her protein amount, which is fine. Like it takes a couple of weeks, and it was the same for me. When I started this, it took 2 or 3 weeks for me to really like get my head around it because it's a little bit of a change. She's like, I feel better, but I'm actually not going down a spiral if I go off track. Like I'm really hard on myself. If I mess up, I feel like everything has to be perfect. And these are the things that actually lead to success. Like, yes, I want you to learn about food. I want you to understand like what food you need to eat, what it looks like, hitting your protein, prioritizing protein, and making that an absolute goal every day. But I want you to actually reprogram yourself. I want you to create behaviors and lifestyles. I want you to actually change like the triggers or catch the triggers. Like, can't really change triggers. Triggers just happen, right? But in the past, if you're stressed and then you're reaching for chocolate, maybe you still reach for chocolate, but you have a protein shake with it and you don't eat the whole bag of Tim Tams, you just eat like one. You know, like you're actually catching yourself and you're reframing it and you're changing it. So this is what I see happen. And checking in with my one-on-one clients, like after Easter, this is what I'm seeing happen. Like, and my program, on my program ladies, they're all like, I actually am doing this. I've taken protein powder away with me. It's the first time I've been on holidays and I haven't like gone crazy. You know, they're actually learning that the things they're doing day in, day out at home, they can actually do that wherever they are. And that's what I want to teach you. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter your location. It doesn't matter if you're at home, if you're away, if you're in Timbuktu, you still can have protein. You can still hit your goals. You can still get your steps in. You can still do your exercise, all of the things. And that is what will lead you to this success. I was talking this morning, I'm a nutritionist on an osteoporosis program. And so I delivered my talk today. And so I was literally giving people a background on what food they need to eat. And this is the same thing. Like generally, when we get ourselves into a place where for you, mostly it is like managing your menopause symptoms and it's wanting to have, you know, the body composition that you want, you know, whatever that looks like for you. When you are hooking into that, that's really like a notification that whatever you have been doing hasn't been working. And I guess that was like a big wake up call to me, because I was active. I was actually an athlete. Like I was eating pretty healthy food. It just wasn't the right combination of food. It wasn't the right setup, it wasn't the right tools in place. Like I had to look at the notifications and say, this isn't actually working for me. I've got menopause symptoms. I need to change what I'm doing. I need to make this different. And that's the same. Like obviously these people have osteoporosis. So we need to look at like your nutrition needs to be on point. And that comes from doing little things every day, like creating a lifestyle, making them behaviors. So anyway, I just wanted to share because I'm feeling pretty chuffed that everyone has been smashing the goals and doing the things and adding the protein and feeling good and on track, and they're getting results and their body composition's changing and they're feeling better and they're sleeping and they're managing their menopause symptoms and they're not having hot flushes and all of these things, which is why I do what I do. So this makes me very happy. If you're feeling like you need to start again because you fell off the wagon, that's not the end of the world either. So this week is always challenging. It's challenging because there's lots of chocolate, there's lots of hot cross buns, there's lots of stuff going on, and you can fall off the wagon too, and that's okay, and it's not the end of the world. You can actually just regroup, do some meal prep, get your food back on track, get your mindset back in the right place, and get moving again. Like, it's not the end of the world if you just had a big blowout either. So that's life. What we're trying to work on is obviously like little by little improving it so we minimize the big blowouts, because honestly, no one ever feels good after them. And that's not what we want here. We want to enjoy our food. We want to be excited to look forward to our food. We want to, you know, have a great time along the way, but we don't want to feel crap. We just don't want to have to feel guilty or gross or, and if you feel like that, you know, this is where I was talking on my program last night. You can actually really lean into fasting as a tool. Like, you know, this is where fasting as a tool, and we talk that through, can be really beneficial. So anyway, I hope that this has been helpful. I hope your Easter has been great. As always, thanks for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. And I hope that this has been helpful. So if you're happy to leave a review, a rating, like, share, follow, all of those things, this podcast will find more ears. And that is my goal over here, is to help as many people as possible. So I truly appreciate it if you could do that. And don't forget, waitlist in the comments, go jump on board, and I will see you soon.